In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters, picture yourself sitting in a doctor's office, anxiously waiting for test results. The uncertainty feels overwhelming. You don't know what lies ahead, and all you want is reassurance. I remember a similar experience years ago. After several tests and scans, I went for my follow-up appointment. When I entered to the doctor's office, she barely let me sit down before saying, "Varinia, go home. You have nothing." The relief was immediate. But being honest with you, many other things passed to my mind, because like a little anger about her, because she was just fear myself with, because her words were saying, "I saw something bad." So I keep that in my mind. But when I got the good news, I was relieved. That longing for reassurance, it's something we all know. It is what Isaiah's people long for. It is what Joseph needed when his life was turned upside down. And it is what Paul proclaims to the church. Emmanuel has come. God is with us. Today, it's the final Sunday of Advent, a season of waiting and longing. Advent is about promises. Promises made, promises fulfilled, and promises still unfolding. Our readings today tell one story from three angles. In the first reading, Judah faces invasion, and King Ahaz, did I say it right? King Ahaz is afraid. God invites him to ask for a sign, but Ahaz refuses. Even so, God gives a sign anyway. A child named Emmanuel. This is very important. God's promise does not depend on Ahaz's faithfulness. Emmanuel, God with us, it's not a reward for perfect trust. It is God's determination to be present with his people, even when they resist, even when they are afraid. In today's gospel, Joseph faces his own crisis. When he learns that Mary is pregnant, his world collapses. He plans to step away quietly, but God intervenes. An angel tells him, "Do not be afraid. The child conceived in her, it's from the Holy Spirit." This child fulfills Isaiah's promise. He is Emmanuel. So Joseph chooses trust over fear. He takes Mary as his wife. He named the child Jesus. His obedience is quiet, but courageous. Joseph shows us what it looks like to live as though God is truly with us, often without certainty, without recognition, but with faith. In the second reading, Paul reminds the church that the gospel is the fulfillment of God's promises, spoken through the prophets and now revealed in Jesus Christ. This gospel is not abstract. It is Emmanuel in flesh and blood, crucified and risen. And Paul says to the church, you are called to belong to Jesus Christ. My siblings in Christ, that is the heart of Advent. Isaiah announces the promise. Matthew tells us the promise has come. Romans tells us what that promise means for us now. Emmanuel, it's not only a past event. It is a present reality. God is with us, calling us to live as people who belong to Christ. So the question today is, where do we need Emmanuel today? Where do you need Emmanuel today? In grief, when we long for comfort. In division, when we ache for peace. In ordinary days, when we search for hope. God's sign may not look like what we expect. It may come in vulnerability, in a child, in quiet faithfulness, like Joseph. We are called to trust God's presence even when circumstances seem or look like impossible. Like Paul, we are called to share this good news. God is with us, and we belong to Christ. Finally, think of someone sitting in a hospital waiting room. The hours are long. The uncertainty heavy. Then a friend arrives, sits beside them, and says, I am here. Nothing has changed medically, but everything feels different because they are not longer alone. That is Emmanuel. Emmanuel is not just a name. It is a promise fulfilled and is still alive. God is with us in our waiting, in our worship, and in our witness. So, as we move toward Christmas, let us look for signs of Emmanuel in our own lives. Let us trust that God is with us, even when we are afraid. And let us proclaim with joy all together, come, Lord Jesus, be Emmanuel for us today. Amen. And let us pray together the following prayer that is in the screen. Gracious and faithful God, we thank you for your promise and for your presence. In Jesus, you have come near, Emmanuel, God with us. Be with us in our waiting and our hoping, in our fears and in our faith. Comfort those who grieve, strengthen those who feel uncertain, and bring peace where there is division. As we go from this place, help us to trust that you are with us always. Teach us to live as people who belong to Christ, bearing your love, your hope, and your light into the world. Come, Lord Jesus, be Emmanuel for us, today and always.